Passion Sunday felt like a great triumph. Jesus entered amidst a crowd that was cheering him on, finally ending with his death. A very sad moment. A moment that Passion Sunday is most known for is its sadness. Today, however, we think of it as sadness, but this is actually a day of great triumph. John's gospel makes it seem as though Jesus triumphed over all things, and therefore our triumph comes from the cross. Our challenge, however, is we seem to understand the mystery of the cross. We seem to understand the idea that through Jesus' death we got life. We seem to understand the idea that by uniting ourselves with the cross, we understand what Jesus had done. I argue that there's far more depth. We haven't really grasped even the beginnings of it. So much of what we hear are things like, if you're suffering, give it to Jesus, nail it to the cross. And then we kind of leave it there as a saying or a phrase. Well, I want you to feel it today. I want you to feel the power of the cross. I want to put this in tangible language that you may actually feel what I mean by this and get new life from it. So first of all, we come before the cross. We bring our burdens, we bring our issues, we bring our sins, we bring the things that overwhelm us, and we lay it at the feet of the cross. We kind of get a sense of this. We know that Jesus will take care of things. And by bringing them forward, making them physical, tangible items if we can, making them something we can touch, that our burdens are not just these mental things. Because if we leave them as mental things, they swirl around within us. They become this dark energy. They become a vortex of doom, a void of desolation. But no, we're not supposed to be that way. We have something more. We put them at the feet of the cross, and there the blood of Jesus washes over them, cleanses them of all their ill, brings them to new life, that these things don't burden us as much anymore. They have a newness to them. They have a lightness to them that brings us new life. But do we actually do that? Do we actually bring them to the cross? I argue for most of us, we don't. We internalize it. We let that void, we let that negativity swirl around within us. And we're not supposed to. We're supposed to bring them to the cross. But we can go even further than that. Bringing them to the cross is actually really hard. To let go of it and to let God have it is really hard. So let's go even further. Let us put our hands to the wood. Let's feel the grains of the wood. Let us feel the contours of the beams. Let us let our hands mull over the rough edges. Be splintered, be pricked by the splinters of the wood so it draws our blood. We feel its pain. This is when we start to understand the mystery of the cross. When we let ourselves feel the cross itself. We're still not fully embracing it or touching it. This is how we start to begin to understand what Jesus experienced, what it's like to experience the suffering for our sins, what it's like to understand a little bit of what Jesus experienced, as the roughness feels painful, as the prickles, the spines of the wood ebb into our skin. It won't be painful for long. It'll be beautiful here in a moment, because we get to feel the instrument of our salvation, the means through which we feel new life, by touching the cross. But we can go even further. One of the scenes from the Passion of Christ has caught me. Jesus is given his cross, and unlike the two criminals, he embraces it. He hugs it. He grabs it. He feels life in it. And the other people mock him. Who is this fool who thinks that he can just grab the cross? He can embrace his cross. This is us too, though. We can stop at the point of just touching it, feeling almost fearful to even put our fingers to it. But what if we grabbed it, held it in our arms, embraced it with our arms, let ourselves hug it, love the cross? Now we see its beauty. We are giving ourselves to it. We are embracing as Jesus did. We are realizing the sufferings of life are not that bad. That although we like to think of everything as horrible, we just let it go. There's something more. We're taking the helm on it. We're letting ourselves dive into the mystery. We're letting ourselves feel the blood as it pours over us. We're letting ourselves feel not just the wood, but the whole beam itself that gives us life. We can go further. We can bear the cross. We can let its heavy weight drag us down. We can feel as its beam drags along the ground. We can feel the burden of that wood as we trudge along, carrying it with us. This is what it's like when we let the sufferings of the world overwhelm us, when we think that they're unsurmountable, too big for us. Because in a sense, they are. The cross only becomes light when we realize what Jesus has done. The cross is otherwise so immensely heavy, we cannot bear it. But Jesus says, "Cast your cares upon me, and I will make them light." So it's not something of burden, not something of pain and sorrow. It's something of great joy. Which reminds us that our goal with the cross is not to release ourselves from the cares of the world, but to embrace them. To embrace them in such a way that they don't overwhelm us, but bring us joy. They make things real. That's why we have to touch the cross. That's why we have to embrace it. That's why we have to let it drag behind us. That we can actually feel the power of reality. Something new. Something with new life in it that guides us forward. But we have one more stage. The one we fear beyond everything else. To let ourselves be nailed to the cross. To let ourselves reach for air as we push up against its beams to feel oxygen enter our lungs again. And finally, our final breath. To let ourselves die on the cross. This is what we don't want. But this is what brings us the greatest life. Because that moment is our greatest triumph. When we finally say to the things of the world, "You have no power over me. I have God as my Savior. God is my sole desire. He is all I want in life," as the psalmist tells us. And we let ourselves be embraced by his mystery, held in his arms, breathed again into us with his new life. This is when we reach our greatest triumph. I have chosen rightly. I have chosen God. And here I am, dead on the cross, with all the cares and things finally gone. This is the mystery we celebrate. And although today we will have the chance to come forward and see the cross, we can do this at any time. This is really important for us. We need to make our faith tangible, tactile. Touch it. Touch these things so they become real to us. Lots of us have crucifixes in our houses, but they come more like ornaments or things we stare at. Take it down from the wall. Feel it. Put your hands over the corpus. Feel Jesus' body. Feel the wood. Feel the crucifix itself. And let these things become real, so that we may not think of our faith just as something intangible or mental, but something that really happened, and something that continues to happen to us as it transforms us, transfigures us, restores us, brings us to new life.